Hello, my name is Suresh Sridharan. I'm an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft. Today, I'm here with Robert Barr from CleanPhone. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Suresh.
Tell me a little bit more about CleanPhone.
CleanPhone is a company that works in the medical clinical trial industry. They started out there in the UK. They are a UK-based company, but they have expanded to the US. They have started with the interactive voice response system, uh-huh. which is the IVRS system,
okay,
and then acquired our company a year and a half ago.
That's to, Data Labs, correct?
Data Labs, yes, to attain the EDC component to their system to round out their offering.
Okay.
And we have been spending our time since then integrating with their systems.
All right. I forgot to introduce you. Robert is a VP of engineering with CleanPhone, specifically focusing on the Data Labs product, correct?
Yes.
So I understand that CleanPhone, through the product Data Labs, has a lot of experience and solution set for clinical trial management. What is this industry for clinical trial management?
The idea behind this, or the industry itself, is the fact that as a company, a pharmaceutical company, mm-hmm. Is creating or manufacturing or designing a new drug or molecule will need to test that.
Correct.
And they will test that on patients. And to do that, they need to collect data and then report on that data, track that data, and then ultimately submit that data to the FDA for approval
right.
for sale. And to do that, for a long time, they did that all on paper, which was a very manual process, took a lot of time. And it also took away from the money that that company would make, because they only have a set amount of time after the molecule is found to actually make their money on it before it's available to go to the rest of the market. And
okay.
so by using a tool like our tool, the clinical application of Data Labs, CleanPhone Data Labs, they're able to shorten that time frame and get that product out to market sooner,
okay.
and as such are able to make much more money in okay. the long run.
So let's talk a little bit more about the solution. So you're basically in the clinical trial management where there's a lot of data that needs to be manipulated, which was a paper-based system. You're taking that to a paperless system, sort of doing an e-clinical trial management for basically pharmaceuticals and other healthcare providers, correct?
Yes.
And the name of the product you said was CleanPhone Data Labs.
Yeah, CleanPhone Data Labs. Data Labs, CleanPhone Data Labs Clinical is the full name.
Full name, okay. What technology, let's talk a little bit more about the technologies involved in this product. What technologies are you using for this particular product?
This product, we're using VisualStudio.net uh-huh. 2.0. We are using Windows Server 2003 as our standard base install. In fact, all of our developer workstations are a full install of Windows Server 2003 to give them the entire environment working locally. We're using SQL Server 2005,
mm-hmm.
And we are preparing to move to 2008.
Okay.
We are preparing also to start working with Visual Studio 3.5. Soon. We actually have a product in the pipeline that will be 3.5 coming out next year.
Okay. Is it good to assume that you are more of a software plus services type of a model where you can take your application and deploy it on-premise or deploy it in your data center so that your customers can connect to your data center and access the data?
Yes, we are a software plus services company. It turns out that many of the pharmaceutical companies out there while they design these drugs, do not necessarily usually test them themselves, or they do some of the testing themselves, but they also use other components in the market called CROs or clinical research organizations. These companies don't necessarily want to buy and spend the money on a large-scale product and then have to maintain it.
Right.
They usually do not have the technology in-house to maintain that or support that. And as such, instead of buying our product outright, they will come to us to use our technology in our environment and leverage our skills and our knowledge with the product and the product suite to support their needs.
Okay. So you provide both on-premise as well as hosted model. Do you host it in your own data centers, or are you co-locating with some hosting providers?
We're co-locating with two separate hosting providers here in Irvine, California.
Okay.
We also allow the customer to host on site when as needed.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the application and the architecture. One of the challenges obviously you must have had was architecting a solution that needs to be hosted as well as that needs to be sort of packaged for your clients. So from an architecture perspective, are there any specific consideration you had to make, things like probably multi-tenancy, for example, or scalability, etc.? What type of consideration did you give for a hosted model as well as an on-premise model?
Well, what we found is actually the hosted model probably was the easier side of the challenge. It was actually creating that same package to be able to be shrink-wrapped in the customer environment. So we had to write a product that had the wizards and the ease of use to allow them to be able to install that with a CD on their environment, but at the same time allow us to be able to install it and maintain it in a large scale in our own environment. Much of that is still reusable in the customer's environment because large customers that do buy our product and host in-house will still maintain a large-scale environment like us, and as such will utilize a lot of the back-end tools that we use. That is why we chose the Microsoft product suites, because we, for the most part, the market out there, the business market, has all these tools in their environment already.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to integrate with a lot of these tools and bring on things like reporting and exports and so on, it just makes it a whole lot easier to integrate with those types of tools, and in a customer environment, you're going to be it's going to be much easier to find someone that understands Windows Server 2003 than a lot of the other tools out there on our market, which our market was not a Windows-based market earlier on, but they are quickly moving that direction. They're seeing that the ease of use is there for the tools that we're providing.
It's great to hear. So in terms of your specific solution, so you have a designer. Based on Visio, if I understand correctly?
Yes, it's based on Visio, and it's been extended with Visual Studio.net.
Great. And the Visio is basically used by the designers of clinical trial application, and that can talk to your clinical trial product using some standards that you have in the industry, and which in turn can connect to ClinPhone Connect or Data Labs Connect using web services APIs. Can you talk a little bit more about how the software plus services model fit into your architecture?
Absolutely. So our industry, for instance, has a trial, and as the trial starts, the customer will need to design a study.
Mm-hmm.
We had to design a system that is very user-friendly, so we designed a system that is driven by metadata in the database, which is created using a designer tool. Before, years ago, every study was designed independently where the database was structured, hard-coded to fit each individual study, which would take a lot of time.
Right.
In our environment, we've actually written our software to utilize metadata, so the customer uses our Visio tool to design a study using drag-and-drop, what you see is what you get type of design,
mm-hmm.
As well as writing scripts using VBScript to do a lot of the edit checks within our study. These are things that validate things in a study that a customer may want to validate to clean their data early rather than after the fact, which is what used to happen.
Okay.
They will design that study, which will then be exported in a CDIS XML, which is an industry standard XML, which is then loaded to the server by an end user and published to the server to be made available for the client to start their study on. A study can be loaded up and started immediately. There is no database design that has to happen. It is all driven by metadata and XML.
And the server can be hosted on-premise, or it can be hosted in your data center?
It does not matter where the server is. It can be hosted in our data center, behind our firewalls, at the customer's data center, or their own third-party site. It works the same in all three locations. Our middleware product, our Connect product, is also written in .NET. That product will also be hosted in our environment or in the customer environment and is used to integrate our product with their products via web services and other APIs to allow data transactions to be moved between our internal products and our customer products. We also will host these products in our UK facility as well, which we have two dedicated hosting centers there mm-hmm. as well to do this, to integrate with the other components of the company, the RTSM system, the randomization, and so on,
okay.
And trial supply management systems as well are integrated via these tools.
Okay. So you have a lot of web services exposed, and I understand correctly that web services has been architected and designed and built using .NET. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We decided early on that we have so many business rules in place where this is a auditable product with our customers coming to us with the FDA checking their work. We had to make sure that the data in the system was structured exactly as we expect. We had to make sure our business rules were enforced and that everything happened the same and consistently from time to time. So what we did was, rather than allow freehand SQL or free access to the database, we set up a system that is completely accessed via stored procedures to the SQL server. And our middle tier is common with our front end and with our web services. So the business logic is always maintained by the middle tier and by the stored procedures.
Okay.
There is no direct database access at all. But we have exposed pretty much every function that a customer could use through the web interface via web services. So a customer could almost essentially rewrite our system if they wanted to, calling our web services in their own interface, and do almost everything they do through our web interface if they so choose.
So you typically have a great SOA type of architecture that you implemented using web services, APIs, and with SQL Server stored procedures in the back end.
Yeah.
Great. Before we close, can you just highlight for what are some of the benefits that you realize from software plus services model? I'm sure that from a business perspective, you may be able to reach more customers and give them the rich experience. But what has it been your experience in terms of the entire software plus services model approach that you took?
Well, the biggest benefit is most customers out there, especially in this industry, aren't necessarily going to jump in and buy something right out the gate. They're all very risk adverse.
Right.
They're also not very technical, so they do not want to jump in and buy millions of dollars worth of software without knowing how to run it or understanding how it will work for them.
Right.
So for the most part, almost every customer we have would rather host studies with us for a period of time before they buy it, or many of our customers would rather host with us indefinitely and offload that cost to us because they feel that their specialty, their understanding, their knowledge is in the clinical trials. It is not software. It is not hosting.
Right.
And as such, they don't want to employ and try to maintain that. They would rather offload that to us. And so that has allowed us to create a lower cost point for the customers to come in without a large component up front of purchasing the software, so that they can get the system and start using it with a much lower startup fee.
Great. Thanks, Robert. It's been great talking to you, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Suresh.